Finally, we have Duncan Morrow. Duncan is a former expert in community relations. I'm sure he still is. And Duncan's stepping forward as one of the Alliance candidates in Botanic electoral area in Belfast. So please welcome Duncan Morrow.
Colleagues, comrades, friends, family. Before the ceasefires, the daily political backdrop in this place was violence and tragedy. Despite ceasefires, we knew it would take a while. Reconciliation was for the long term, but hope was in the air. Together, said Gusty Spence, we can bring forth a wholesome society in which our children and their children will know the meaning of peace. When the agreement was signed in 1998, it spoke of a truly historic opportunity for a new beginning, of the achievement of reconciliation, tolerance, and mutual trust, and the birthright of all of the people of Northern Ireland to identify themselves and be accepted as Irish or British or both, as they may so choose, and we voted for it. Across Northern Ireland and beyond, people bust guts to make change. The generosity of foreign donors, 2.5 billion from the European Union. So why are we leaving? And 700 million from the RFI at the last count led to a harvest of ground-up models of cooperation and experiments in policing, in interface work, in work with victims and survivors, in youth and schools work, in churches, in workplaces, in cultures, and in physical space. We had more pilots than Ryanair. And at a time when politics was in disarray, it kept up the hope. Two decades after the ceasefires, and 16 years since the agreement, we should be past the vision stage and well into delivery. So what happened? Reconciliation in the long term has become reconciliation on the long finger. Politics has been the last to move on. Working with others was never part of the DUP lexicon. Paramilitaries took their time, honouring total and absolute commitment to, I quote, exclusively democratic and peaceful means of resolving differences on political issues. And we are signed up to opposition to any use or threat of force by others for any political purpose. But every day it becomes clear that as long as the DUP and Sinn Féin are in charge, hope just bleeds out the door. Instead of remorse for the past, we have justification. Despite daily evidence of sectarianism, racism, and homophobia, we have a refusal to get serious about what needs to be done. Just in time to save their blushes in front of President Obama at G8, DUP, Sinn Féin rushed out Tebuk, together building a united community. We are serious about sectarianism and racism, they said. But whoever wrote Tebuk was drinking too much Tebuk fast. Made up targets. Old things dressed up as new, and commitments to deal with flags, parades in the past by Christmas, which we now know were largely a charade. Nothing about integrated education, tokens about shared housing, and a vision of cultural separateness which has nothing to do with a future that is shared. And much of the pilot work was left languishing and still not mainstreamed. Too soon for that, they said, 2 decades after the ceasefires. Without good politics and courageous politicians, people of vision and values, this community would be led by donkeys. and could descend again to the catastrophe of murder without responsibility and killings claimed as innocent. That is why Northern Ireland needs the Alliance Party and why I have decided to step forward for Alliance. This is the party that will not give an inch, not an inch, on the importance of a future with others, not against others. This is the party which insists that ethics and how we treat each other are more important than flags and constitutions. This is the party who knows that the future is international, not national, and who works for openness and welcome and justice, not just us. I am proud when Anna Lowe says paramilitary murals should be down after 20 years, and disgusted when all she gets is racist abuse. I am shocked, not at Anna's comments, but at the failure of the DUP to do anything about a shared future 7 years into government. I am proud when Naomi Long and Chris Little have the courage to say that the Haas proposals on flags are a scandal, because a year-long grandstanding roadshow through two elections is irresponsible and damaging to our economy and to our future. Good luck with that as a way to solve our problems. I am proud when David Ford finds the best in the Haas proposal still and offers to bring forward a way forward on the past that might actually work. And I'm proud when I see a panel of young candidates drawn from across this community, which only this party could bring forward. I'm stepping forward because Alliance is the party for everyone. That doesn't make us a party of no values, but of human values. Diversity, tolerance, and a commitment to a shared future, not a scared future, are the only ones worth working for in Northern Ireland. But it will take creativity, and it will take more people putting their shoulder to the wheel, and that's why I'm stepping forward for Alliance as a candidate, and I ask everyone who can to think about doing so. Not an inch on a shared future. Our day will come. Not the day of ourselves alone, but a day for everyone. Because that is the meaning of hope in this community. Thank you very much. It is now my honour and privilege to introduce to you my very own MLA. I have known and worked with her from her days in the Chinese Welfare Association, where we worked together every day against racism and sectarianism and discrimination. She is, as you know, a one-woman publicity machine. And I'm still wondering... I'm not convinced there are any other candidates in the European election. Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Lowe.